Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's cross now to the legendary, the fabulous, the wonderful, the sparkly, Dina Diamond. We're going to be chatting now about why are South Africans so emotionally connected to Chuckles, sweeties, and what value does the brand hold? Why am I driving around with an anxiety bag of Chuckles in my car? Dina, how are you?
Good morning, Nick. So nice to actually see you and speak to you this morning.
Likewise, if I didn't read the runner until early this morning, I would have been in a suit. I feel very underdressed now.
So. I feel like you're looking, for the listeners anyway, I feel like you're looking very dapper this morning. Lovely scarf going on, hat. You've got it all going on. Don't worry.
It's very, very kind. Thank you. So now, what is it about our love affair with Chuckles? What did they do that makes it so, that makes Chuckles so special and sweeties?
Well, I think let's prelude this by saying that, like, what is going on with Chuckles? So the reason we're actually having this conversation is because there was mass panic in South Africa when a news report was released that Chuckles would no longer be available at Woolworths, because Woolworths has had an exclusivity with the Beyers Chocolate Company. And Chuckles is actually the Woolworths brand, but after years of, since 1987, actually, since Beyers has been in business, they actually came into dispute with Woolworths, who found out that they actually had another factory and they were producing additional goods. And this brought Woolworths to cut their order, which forced them to go into liquidation. And that was going to be the end of Chuckles. And there was an outpouring of disaster and despair in the South African environment that Chuckles would no longer be available.
We saw Philippa rocking with Philippa, I'm not going to mention her surname, we know, rocking up at Woolies with Cap Security to commandeer all of the Chuckles. That's how bad it got.
it did, but the fears have been allayed, because now they've re-announced, well, changed their tune, basically, to say that Chuckles will now still be available. Not to worry, everyone must calm the farm, and life will be as usual. So there is no more panic. However, it does bring to light the major connection with South Africans and food, as you said, with Chuckles, with sweeties, with sweetie pies. So what is it about South African consumers that are so, like, it makes them so emotive and emotional when it comes to food and related particular specific brands? So if you look at the South African environment, and I'm sure you can also attest to this, when you speak to friends who live overseas, who've moved out of South Africa, they always go, oh, if you're coming, please bring me some Simba chips, or please bring me Mrs. Ball's chutney, or please bring me
the peppermint crisp chocolate log.
Peppermint, exactly. Exactly. And what are these brands? What is this food? So South Africans have got a lot of strong, strong brands that have been with South Africa for years. So, for example, I mean, I don't even know if you know this, and I did some research. So Mrs. Ball's chutney has been in South Africa since the 1800s, late 1800s. I mean, which is crazy, right?
Yes.
And then you look at other brands. So we're looking at, like, for example, Omar Rusks. Omar Rusks also have been around since the 1930s. Lucky Star, Simba, Beacon, Iwisa, Five Roses, Jungle Oats, Tastic. All of these brands are massively known in the South African environment. And why? Because what they actually do is they bring an element of absolute nostalgia and of love and care to South Africa. So, like, when we think about food, right, everything we do, I mean, being Jewish is one thing, and then being South African on top of that, it's just compounded. And what do we do when we sad, we eat. When we're happy and we celebrate, we eat. And all of these foods basically conjure up those feelings and those emotions of those family gatherings, and often of safety, of security, of nostalgia, of happy memories. So we associate all of those good memories with the food. So if someone wants to take away some of our precious, precious brands, we get emotional and we get upset. I mean, I don't know if you remember when they wanted to even change Simba chips and they took away the tomato. Outcry. They took away chocolate logs.
Pecks, every time the fish paste. Oh.
fish, exactly. Peck Centre Vet. Also massively emotive. So even that brand also very much South African in its heritage, very much South African in its identity. And that is really what we cling on to. And also in a world where there's so much insecurity, so much strife, and so many decisions to be made, often we actually revert back to what makes us feel safe and secure. And those are brands we've known our whole life. And it's actually intergenerational, because these brands don't just resonate for us. They resonate through our generations, through our parents' generations, and they almost connect us to those generations. And that is why I think we have such a protective, fierce reaction to someone wanting to take away that level of security that we have around these foods.
I think it's, you know, it's almost that proudly South African thing, right, where we're very proud about our rugby, about our cricket, our sport, our soccer, and these things that are South African. With regards to Chuckles or some of these other brands, what did they specifically do? Because there are other brands of these kind of sweets like Chuckles, but what is it that makes Chuckles so special, or specific brands get into our zeitgeist, into our heart? Perhaps is it the amount of time they've been around? I think, you know, your grandparents, when you're a kid, you have a rusk, and then when you're an adult, you want the same rusk, and when you're a grandparent, you're giving it to your grandkids. So there's that family heritage.
Absolutely. And I think it's that longevity of the brand that stays with you. And it's the consistency of the brand and how that brand shows up in your everyday life. So it's not reinventing all the time. It's staying relevant, but it's still rooted in its history and its nostalgia. So, for example, and Chuckles have been on the shelves for years and years, and people have always gone to it as a comfort food, as a food to celebrate. And it's unique in its taste. It's unique in its crunch, in its makeup, actually. So that, I think, is what makes it so special in the mind of a South African consumer. And when you talk about sports, what do people think about? Like, how do also brands get into the South African psyche? So, for example, you talked about the sport, Castle Lager. When you see them doing ads, they sponsor the teams, our sports teams, because they know that sport actually also goes to a level higher than just a brand. It's also, it talks to the human spirit, and how, and they want those brands to be associated with experiential marketing, so that it's much deeper. It's not just a product. It's something that lives with you. It's part of your everyday life. And I mean, if you look at the like a brand like a company like Tiger Brands, Tiger Brands has got Oros. I mean, when you think of, even when you think about Oros, it brings to mind, like, I'm sure when you were a kid, like the, like, even, I mean, for me, it's camp as well. We had those huge tubs of Oros.
Yeah, absolutely.
and automatically takes you back to that time. So yeah, I mean, and jelly tots, and I mean, Juggle Oats, all of those, and they're also aspirational. So they're also positioned in a way that talks to the South African everyday consumer, and it lives in your heart, and it actually goes beyond the shelf into your life and into your family and into your emotions.
So, you know, that's such a lovely point to end it on there. We're going to have to, unfortunately, end the interview. I want to know, Dina, how many people are going to be shopping after listening to this and going, yeah, I want jelly tots. I want Chuckles. And so, but thank you so much for joining us today. Dina Diamond, marketing expert, chatting about why certain foods hit us right in the heart.